Another Democrat has entered the race to unseat incumbent Republican Congressman Andy Harris. He's Jesse Colvin, who hails from the Western Shore. The 33-year-old Democrat is a fourth-generation Marylander who spent 6 years in the Army Rangers before becoming a business consultant. He also obtained a master's in international affairs from Columbia University. We sat down with him to talk about his decision to challenge the Republican incumbent. So why are you running for Congress?
I'm running because I'm angry. I'm angry because I think our country is being run like a stolen car, and I think we need a new generation of leadership for whom the hardest thing they've ever done is not just the election that got them there. And I think we need a new generation of leadership who put the values of people first and the interests of the country first instead of what we have now, which is career politicians who care about their careers first, partisan agendas of the day first, and whatever the party bosses want first.
So why is it that people then should say vote for you if you were to get the nomination as opposed to Andy Harris?
This job is about leadership, and the listening means you have to listen to your constituents. If I'm lucky enough to serve, your job is to represent the interests of not only the people who voted for you, but also the people who didn't vote for you. People want to know, they're really frustrated with a Congress that's completely partisan. That's the number one complaint I hear from both sides of the aisle on the campaign trail. I live it every day. I have a bipartisan marriage. I'm a very proud Democrat, and my wife is a very proud Republican. She doesn't really recognize the party that she signed up for right now. But people are looking for somebody who can reach across the aisle.
One of the big issues here is obviously the Chesapeake Bay and the environment. How do you balance, on the one hand, ensuring that we continue with restoration of the bay, and yet, on the other hand, balance things like agriculture and even the watermen, for that matter, on the other?
The district and the shore, the Eastern Shore in particular, lives and dies by the health of the bay. It doesn't have to be either or. The nice thing is, when we invest in the health of the bay, here's what comes out of it. Not only a healthier bay, but jobs, tourism related to those jobs, other jobs for the sons and grandsons of the guys who work on the bay now. And one of my goals, if elected, is to get in, and it's investing in cleaning up the bay, but it's also investing in infrastructure in and around the bay, and you get to do both.
One of the big issues, obviously, that's come up in Congress has been health care. Yeah. Efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, some kind of replacement, although that certainly has not materialized. I know when I talked to Congressman Andy Harris, he's in favor of repealing and sending pretty much the money back to the individual states in some kind of block grant. I mean, are you support the Affordable Care Act? Do you think it should be changed? What's your sense about that?
Here's what I know. There are 54,000 people in this district who are dependent on some form or fashion on the ACA. There's also 50,000 jobs in the district that are related to healthcare or within healthcare. So I know that you can't, as you just alluded to, strip all that away with no backup plan. The stakes are too high. Here's what I think about healthcare. If elected, here's what I want. The maximum number of people we can get who have affordable, quality, and accessible. Accessible is big because on the Eastern Shore, and especially in rural areas, accessibility is a big deal. The maximum number of people can get quality, affordable, accessible healthcare.
Do you think that the ACA should then continue on, or do you think change it, or what?
I think the ACA is a flawed document. I think we need to improve it. The thing we can't do is to rip it away with no backup plan.
Turning to foreign policy, what kind of measurement would you use, or principles would you use, when involving the United States, engaging it overseas, particularly militarily?
We have to think about it carefully. I think what's missing right now is from Washington explaining to everyday people, here are the threats overseas. Here's why we're spending your blood and treasure. And I've been to the funerals. It's brutal. So I know the human cost of war because I've lived it. Here are the threats. Here's what we're doing to counter it. And what's missing right now is, here's how we're doing. Are we winning or are we losing? And that's what's missing right now, I see, from Washington. And if elected, that is absolutely something I will bring back to the district.
From your perspective, particularly your experience, do you see this country engaged in conflicts of this kind for as far as the eye can see?
This is a generational conflict. It will probably be a multi-generational conflict. This is the threat, and it's going to take a long time because we're fighting an idea. And any politician who gets up and tells you, hey, we're going to bomb them and we're going to win next week, that's just not reality.
I want to turn, by the way, to politics, because one of the things that we're running across is that the Democratic Party itself, there is a divide between the establishment on the one hand and, for lack of a better word, the Sanders wing on the other. So what do you say to both sides to bring them to the fold, and particularly the Sanders people who look at the establishment and who look at the traditional Democratic Party and say, you know, you're not going far enough?
I'm frustrated, too. I think it would be helpful to take a step back. You know, this race is not a referendum about the president. This race is going to be a referendum about Andy Harris. And I think we as Democrats, it would be helpful to take a step back and talk about the things that we agree on, because the things we have in common far outweigh and are far more important than things we might disagree. This race is a referendum on Andy Harris, and I've had some interesting conversations that start with, well, I'm a Trump guy. There's no way I would vote for a Democrat. And I say, well, let me tell you about myself. And it ends with, well, you know what? Andy Harris hasn't done anything for me. Let's talk. So that's how we're going to do it.
Jesse Colvin, who is running for the Democratic nomination in Maryland's 1st Congressional District to unseat Republican incumbent Andy Harris. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.